It's holiday trivia time. Who said these words? I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I really hope you all know the answer. If you don't, please stop what you're doing right now and go watch the 1965 animated Christmas classic by Charles M. Schulz, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Those words are the sad yet very honest words of Charlie Brown. He's not happy, but Christmas is on its way and he can't figure out why he's feeling what he's feeling. He's surrounded by everything Christmas, the lights, the tree, the play, yet still he finds himself searching for the deeper meaning. Often we find ourselves surrounded by all the things and all the people, yet still we are left in the dark feeling lonely, sad, and depressed. Maybe you feel like your tree looks half lit and already dried out. It's okay. That's where the meaning and hope of Christmas meets me. When I'm undone in messy, broken pieces, falling apart a bit and burnt out, I fall on my knees to worship my Savior, and waves of mercy and grace meet me. Jesus' birth brought heavenly peace to the earth, but what that means for me is heavenly peace for my heart every single day. I can step out of the busyness, move away from the stress, and step into His rest. Jesus invites you to come as you are. So if your heart is tired, if your body is worn out, if your soul is weary and you're just not feeling it, come as you are and find rest. The burden of perfection was too much to bear in the days of His birth, and it's too much to bear today. His burden is light. It's the good news Jesus spoke about in Matthew 11. He made a way. He is the way. Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests." That's what Christmas is all about. It was and always will be all about Jesus. When you discover that, you'll know peace on earth and you'll find rest. That's the truth. Come to Jesus just as you are this Christmas. Look to Him and find rest. It's the greatest gift ever given. I'm Lori Klein.